in Lima, everyone likes to honk their horn, and it's sort of like, you can kind of translate the horn honks, like, this is, you know, I'm here, like, I am also stuck in traffic, and then, you know, the reciprocal, like, I acknowledge that your car honked its horn, and so I'm also here. So it's just a lot of car horns, and then occasionally people yelling, and then there's usually some traffic cop directing traffic, and they have a lot of whistles. And then people had these driveways that were decorative. It was really fun. So it'd be like a cement driveway, and then somebody had gone and embedded stones and river stones, like very smooth ones, into the cement in these patterns. And it was funny because I had walked over or by these sidewalks for years. And then, you know, one day I started looking down. I'm like, oh, yeah, this, like, you know, this house in my neighborhood, this has got all these, like, big circles and then all the little dots of the stones around them. And so that book, Meditation in Traffic, is full of patterns that are based on driveways. And then on the back side of this accordion, it's a bunch of pressure prints. But all the pressure printing is just sort of like a translation of all the car horn sounds. So I was thinking a lot about, how do you translate that kind of audio chaos into a visual chaos? So it's very fuzzy, and it's sort of like, you can't really get rid of it.